Good morning, everybody. Church.
We are glad to have you with us wherever you are. We're joining us today.
Worship.
We hope that you will say hello in the comments,
marching through the book of Genesis. Facebook. So let me tell you, go ahead and turn to Genesis 37.
If you're visiting, welcome.
We would normally give you something
to say thank you, but for now, we would love for you to let us know you're out there.
There are so many different options out there. You may be watching this
or go to our website. CelebrationChurchWB.com today,
May the 24th.
Just let us know you're out there.
You may be watching this 2 years from now.
Next
we don't
week,
know.
This is May 31st.
Wherever you are,
whatever is going on.
Very last Sunday of May.
My prayer today
next
is
week
that
we are going to be meeting here
at Celebration Church, 610 West 19th Street.
The Lord. So
and we would love to see
everybody.
Or if you are a member,
we are super excited.
Whoever you may be, say hello in the comments. Let everybody know you're there.
You can
send
virtual
to see
hugs
everybody
and
here.
High fives and whatever
I would
else
like
you
for
may
you
like
to join me
to
in Genesis chapter 37.
Just as a reminder and as an announcement,
we are going to pick up
the
story that
we
left
off last week
as a church
in the building, 610
West 19th Street.
What I'm going to do is
I'm going to start reading
school
with
building.
Verse 12.
It doesn't look as much like a
haunted
house as it used to.
Verse 36.
We have done a lot of work.
We're going to dive in.
And we would love for you to come join us 10:30 a.m.
And some really good stuff
June the 7th
for our meeting back.
As a church family,
cannot wait.
So let's to do that.
Dive in right now.
Now verse
you should have been able to find Genesis 37.
And we are
now,
the
his
brothers
we're look
went to
at
pasture
the
their father's
12,
or excuse
Shechem.
Me, the first 11
and
verses.
And Israel said to Joseph,
Genesis 37,
are not
and
your brothers pasturing
I'm
the flock
go ahead and
at
read
Shechem?
All 11
Come,
verses.
I will send you to them.
You're going to pray.
And he said to him,
we're dive
here
in.
I am.
So he said
Jacob
to him,
lived
go
in the land of his
well
father's
with your brothers
and
with
the land
the flock,
of Canaan,
and bring me
these
word.
These are the generations
so
of Jacob.
So he sent him from the valley of Hebron,
Joseph, being
17
Shechem,
years old,
and a man
was pasturing
the flock
wandering
with
his in the
fields.
He
and the
was
man
a boy
asked him,
with the sons
what are you
of Bilhah
seeking?
And Zilpah,
I am seeking
his
my brothers,
wives.
He said.
And Joseph
me brought
please,
a bad report
they pasturing
of them to
their
flock?
Father.
And the
now
man
Israel
said,
loved
they have
Joseph
gone away,
more
for I heard
any
them
other
say,
of
let
his
us go to Dothan.
Because he
so
was
Joseph
the son
went after his
of his
brothers,
old age
and found
and he made him a robe
of many colors.
They saw him
but
from
when
afar.
His brothers saw
and before
that their
he came
father
near
loved
them,
him
they
more than all his brothers,
against him,
they
hated
kill
him.
And
they said to one another,
here comes
this
him.
Dreamer.
Now Joseph
now,
had a dream.
Let us kill
and
him.
When he
and throw
told
him
it
into
to
one
his
of the
brothers,
pits.
They hated him.
Then
even
we will
more.
Say that a fierce
he
animal
them,
has devoured
hear
him.
This dream
and
that
we will
I have
see
dreamed.
What will
behold,
become of his
we
dreams.
We were binding sheaves in the
but
field.
When Reuben
behold,
heard it,
my
he sheaves
rescued
bro-
him
arose
out of their hands,
and stood
saying,
upright.
Let us
and
not
behold,
take his life.
Your sheaves
and Reuben said to them, shed no blood.
Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness.
But do not lay a hand on
to reign over us.
That
he might rescue him out of
over us.
So they hated him
even more.
So when Joseph came to
his
brothers,
they stripped
him of his robe.
Then he dreamed another dream, and
he told
it
to his brothers and said,
behold,
I have dreamed another dream.
The pit was empty.
Behold, the sun, the moon,
and
11 stars
were
bowing
down
to
me.
But when
and
he
looking
told
up,
it
they
to
saw
his father
a caravan
of
his
brothers coming
his
from Gilead
rebuked him
with their
and said
camels
to him,
bearing gum.
What is this
balm,
dream that
myrrh.
You have dreamed?
On their way,
shall
to carry
I
it,
and your mother and your brothers
carry it down
come
to Egypt?
To bow ourselves
then
to the
Judah said to
you,
his brothers,
what
and
profit
his brothers
is it
were jealous
if we kill our
him,
brother
and
conceal
but his
father
blood.
Kept the saying,
come,
in mind.
Let us sell him to the let's Ishmaelites pray. And let not our hand
Father,
be upon him,
for
he is our brother, our own flesh.
And
his
brothers
listen to him.
Thank you that you are
the Midianite traders
pass
by.
Lord,
and they drew
story
Joseph up,
told
lifted him out
of
the pit,
of times,
and sold him to the Ishmaelites
for 20 shekels
God
of silver.
As an encouragement
they
and as
took
a
Joseph
help.
To Egypt.
Even as it
when
opens
Reuben
up
returned
to, us,
to the pit
the
and saw that his brother was not in the pit,
of
he
the people
tore his clothes and
Lord,
returned to his brothers and said, the boy is gone, and I, where shall I go? Then they took Joseph's robe and slaughtered a goat and dipped
verses.
The robe in blood.
But also, Lord, the
and they sent the
of
robe
Jesus
of
Christ
many collars and brought
and
it to their father
and
said, this we have found. Please identify whether it is your
pray
son's
for
robe
all
or not.
Today
and he identified it and said,
as
it is my son's robe.
In Jesus
a fierce animal has devoured him.
Men.
Joseph is without doubt
now,
torn to
there
pieces.
Are a couple things.
Then Jacob
at,
tore his
before
garments
I get
and
into these 11
his
verses
loins and mourned
and what we want to
for
dive
his son
into
many days.
That are going to
all
act
his sons
as
and
his,
all his daughters rose up to comfort
so,
him.
Whenever I say narrative,
to
I'm talking about the
and
story.
Said, no,
in Genesis,
I shall go down the Sheol
the story
to my son,
of Abraham, Isaac,
mourning.
And Jacob in particular
thus
is a narrative. It is a story.
Meanwhile,
and we have walked through the life of
Egypt
Jacob and Esau,
to Potiphar,
and Jacob
officer
and
of Pharaoh,
his wives, and Jacob
captain,
and Laban, and Jacob and his sons,
And now we are transitioning.
Father, we
Joseph,
thank you again,
which is
for your
going
word.
To take up
we thank
the
you
rest
for
of the
book
truth
Genesis.
Of your word. We thank you for
it is the
power of a
the
story,
lengthiest section
of a life,
the narrative,
the grip of your grace,
the final
even in the
23 chapters
of really
of the book of Genesis.
Or excuse me,
Lord,
the final
I pray
13
that all of us would be encouraged.
Genesis,
all
math.
Of us would be reminded of your sovereign hand.
The narrative
and purpose,
is Joseph,
your
and God's
kindness,
dealings
your
with
mercy,
him, and the work that God did in his life. And in order
Lord,
for
I pray
us
that you
to
would
really get an idea
my lips to speak
of
the
overarching
that
theme
would help me communicate
of everything we're
God,
reading today and
you would
in the
give
weeks
the
to come,
hearers today
I want us
ears
to read
to hear what the
from
Spirit
the end
saying.
Of the story, the end of the narrative, because this is the
Jesus
summing
Christ
up of everything. So I'm going to read out of Genesis chapter 50.
And
I'm going to read what Joseph says at the
name.
End
Amen.
Of everything that's coming.
Now, if you remember last
this
week,
is what he says in,
we talked
Genesis
about
50, 19,
the setup.
But Joseph said to them,
this week,
do not fear,
we talked about
for
the jealousy
I, for am
the
I in the place of God?
Of his brothers.
As
but
for
before
you,
we get
into
what
evil
the fruition
me,
of that jealousy
but
and
God
is.
Meant it for
let's
good
go back to bring
to
it
the
about
overarching
that
many people should be kept
umbrella
alive
over this
as
narrative, over
today.
This story of Joseph.
I want to read
and
a section
Genesis
of that one more time.
Chapter 50.
As for you,
we're
going to
look
at verse 19 to his
and
brothers,
20. And I'm going
to
do this.
Meant evil.
Probably every time
the word
we go
meant
in
is
to
in
the
Hebrew
story of
a
Joseph,
word that
and the
means
reason
for doing
it
is
sometimes
to remind
us of the
skillfully
end
result.
It's an intentional
and the way Joseph
word
explains
it means what we think it means. It means
I'm so we're reading about conspiracies
to do
and murder.
I intended
almost murder
and
meditated
to do
oh, we'll
something.
Just back that down.
And that is what he's
mere
saying.
Slave brothers,
you
meant
know,
we're,
what
all
you
of
did
this stuff
to
that's happening
evil
to Joseph and
is
the same word is used,
given meaning in Genesis
but God
chapter 50
meant
at the very end of
good.
The book,
which
you
is where we are. That's
we
the
all
conclusion
have a difficult time.
Of the narrative,
understanding exactly
it's chapter
how
50, verse
God
19
does
work
all things
this is Joseph
together talking
for
to his
good
brothers,
to those that love him.
And let's read this again
purpose.
Together.
It is a precious
but Joseph
promise
said to
that
them,
we hang on
do
to,
not fear,
that God is
for am I in the place
over
of
our
God.
Lives, over our world,
for,
in the
as for you,
pandemic,
you
are wars
meant
and rumors
evil
of wars,
against me,
just like Jesus
but
said,
God
there would be in Matthew
meant
24.
For good.
There are all kinds of
to bring it about
that are going on
that
around
many
us.
People should
there's
be
a
kept
lot of
confusion.
There's
as
a lot of things we don't understand.
Today. Let's go
and
through
when
this
I read
briefly,
a verse like this,
just as a
there
reminder,
is a pinprick
as the backdrop
of light that comes
to this,
through the darkness.
And
story
it tells
that we
me,
just read,
the world,
the brothers,
Satan,
are terrified
people,
that Joseph is going to exact revenge on them
for what
evil,
we just read.
But God,
they threw him in a pit,
in sold
him
into slavery,
purposes,
and he
means
tells them, don't be afraid,
something
I am
for
not
good.
In the place of God.
And God
Joseph
is
recognizes,
the only one, there is
I am
no
not God.
Metaphor
I
can
don't
use
get
for this.
To
God is the only
on
being
you.
In the
and
universe
then he says, as
that
for
can
you,
accomplish
and what you
his
did,
purposes
you
in
meant
the midst
it for
of
evil,
darkness,
selling
and
me
into
slavery.
You meant it for
do
evil
anything
because
what
you
is
hated
right
me.
And what
that's
is good.
That's what we read all last
and
week.
We can't
but
see
God, the big
it
picture of
for
what God
good.
Is doing, we
what
are in the role of
for
trusting
evil, God meant
that God
for good.
So again, I want to remind everybody what we discussed last week as we looked at this was,
and notice
we are
it
going
does
to
not
see
say
that play itself out.
God
throughout
figured
the story
out a way.
Of Joseph, it is one of
the
most
evil,
poignant
work
in your
around
face
the good.
Realities of how God.
That is not what the
works.
Scripture says.
All things
the Scripture
for
says
good.
That they meant
the thing
it for
I
evil,
make clear,
and God
and I
meant
be
it
careful
for good.
How I make it
the
clear,
word
but
meant,
I would like
and
to
we
make
discussed
it clear,
this last week.
I want
it
you to notice that it does not say in Genesis chapter 50,
skillfully
as for you, you meant evil, but I figured out a way to turn
it
around for good.
To happen.
That is not what it says.
It doesn't
they meant
say that God
evil,
looked down the corridors
God
of time,
figured out
good.
What you were going to do,
and you
and then
see
God
that
figured out a plan B
question of why,
to react to their
why
evil. That is
this
not
evil
what it
happened
says.
To Joseph.
Joseph says,
why did
meant
God
it
want
evil?
Joseph
God
to go through
meant it for good?
What he went through, well,
this
he
plays
it
itself
to bring
about,
talk about
that
this
many people
the
should
Joseph
be kept
story,
alive.
But I want to give it.
We don't always get the question
we dive in.
But
and I want
Joseph
to give it because I
did
know this
have an
causes
answer.
A lot
sometimes
of thinking,
we do,
which I hope
the answer
a lot of
to this
Bible
was
pondering.
God is
I hope
building
it
a covenant
a lot of
people,
Bible
Israel,
digging,
and
your
Joseph,
part,
whoever
was maneuvered
you are that are
over
out
a 17-year period
into
but I know that
favor
you're
with Pharaoh.
And, but he
this
had
is
to go
one of the more
so
difficult,
many difficult things.
Maybe
which is
you
the
could
next
use
several
the
weeks
deep
of our study
conversations
and
we can have about Scripture
all
and about who God is
issues and problems
this verse
and trials
me
and tribulations, and all of that was meant for evil by them.
That what the devil may mean
God
for my destruction,
meant it for good.
What the world
the
may
end
mean
result
for
was
my
a lot of
total dismay.
We're able means to eat for good, and not starve.
And while the evil
so
is
God
over here, God is working
in
good
the difficulty
through
even
the evil
though
that is taking
the brothers
place. It is
did not have some grand
how
purpose.
God
their only desire was to destroy the brother
that gives glory to God.
So we see
so
that in Scripture,
that
God can use
and if there's
the evil actions of mankind
you put
to bring about
Joseph,
his purpose.
The,
that would
the
not
greatest
make any
example
sense.
Of this
the,
is actually
story
in Acts chapter 2, and I want to read this for you.
So
that's, I wanted to say that
in
our narrative and our story today.
I'll be saying it at the beginning.
In Acts chapter 2,
of several sermons,
I'm going to start reading with verse
now,
22.
With that in mind,
men of Israel, hear these
you
words,
really
Jesus of Nazareth,
the
man attested
read,
to you by God
that
with mighty works
Joseph
and wonders and signs that God did
God
through him in your midst, as you yourselves know.
Whatever
this
we find
Jesus
in this narrative
delivered up
is something
according
that
to
according
the
to
definite
Joseph
plan
in Genesis 50,
and
verse
foreknowledge
20,
of God
means
the definite plan
for it to happen.
And
let me,
foreknowledge
I can't
go away
of God,
from that verse just yet.
You crucified and killed
says
by the hands of
lawless men. We don't always get the answer.
We have two categories here.
There's
the same
so
two categories, I believe, that
are
outlined in Genesis
when
chapter 50.
When
the two categories
happen,
are, you have lawless hands,
have any idea
men
who, why they happen.
We crucified
we don't,
Jesus Christ.
We
you
don't
committed
always
the greatest
we
atrocity
we
in the
say,
history of
God
the world.
Doing.
You murdered
there are a lot
the
of
perfect,
the
sinless
of
Son
of
God on
answered.
False
but in
pretenses.
Genesis 50,
lawless
20,
hands,
it
crucified
does
and you killed them.
Answered.
But that
Joseph
was
says,
according
as for you,
to
you
the definite
evil against
plan
me, but God meant
and foreknowledge
good.
Of God.
To,
foreknowledge
here
why,
means to
not
bring about
looking down the quarters
that
of time and
many
seeing what would happen.
Foreknowledge
means
alive,
to know intimately in
as they
advance.
Are today.
And we know
Joseph is
that's
saying,
what it means here
I
because
went
it says
the evil you
that
intended
Jesus was
so
delivered
God
up according to
his good,
which is
a lot of people
and foreknowledge
being kept
of God.
Alive.
The crucifixion of Jesus was not plan B.
The
crucifixion of Jesus was
result.
Always
Joseph
plan
is in essence saying,
so this is
the
greatest event
that I
saw planned out in eternity by God in
sometimes
history
we don't get that answer.
Is the death,
sometimes
burial,
and
resurrection
the
of Jesus. And
but
you see,
the
mingled in this
given.
Event,
this is why
the lawless hands
you went through
of
you
the
went
Jews
through
and the Romans and everybody involved with his murder and his
I've
betrayal.
Given you the end of
Judas,
the narrative.
All
let's
of them.
Go back to the beginning
all
of the narrative
of evil,
and learn
God
this guy in Genesis 50
according
arrived
to his
there.
So let's go back
to
and look at the text
the
that we read
greatest
today.
End result,
and what you see
which is
here,
the salvation
of you and me,
shift gears
of
a little
sinners.
Bit. What you see here,
and that
is,
was the point.
Genesis 50 is
not a good
us
way
the
to
same
start
thing.
A
you
story.
Meant it for evil,
and God
just
meant
like
it for
a
good.
Lot of the
and the reason
issues
this is
with,
good news
Joseph's father Jacob,
is
who his
it
story
helps
does not
us
start.
To
if you remember our sermon
that
on
God is good and
sticks.
Has good ultimate
Joseph's
purposes
story does
that
not
we
start
may not
out
know
well
about
at all
in. The day
it
that we're living in now, and
as
we're
Joseph
going
as
through
a
17-year-old,
suffering, and we're out with
we
his
have
brothers,
to know,
and
this is
specifically
what is, with
that we are headed
of
somewhere
and
eventually
these are
with
the
God
two
that is good. God is working
Jacob.
All things
and
together
he's out
for
the
good
with
to
them.
Those that love God.
Specifically,
and
it's Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and
purpose.
Asher.
God
those four guys, he's out with them. They're all his older
all
brothers.
The good
he's the annoying younger brother.
Difficulty that we encounter in our lives.
Out with them, and
we have to have
a context in our minds
tells
that
a story
on them. It's not
that
actually a
God
story.
Is
he brings
God
back a bad
and
report.
He is
he tattletales.
And he knows what
he
he's
comes
doing.
Back,
he has a
it
point,
says,
and
he
tattletales.
And he has a purpose. And he's
now,
glorifying
that,
himself
that
through
fact,
that
tattletale
the working out
of
his
Joseph
purpose in our lives.
Is,
he
in
is
verse
not
2.
Harming
and then in verse 3,
in some,
we find out
capricious
why the
way,
tattletale
some
may have
just
happened.
Random
because
way
Joseph
God
is
has favored
as a son.
And
look
his
at verse 3.
Loving
now, Israel,
and
notice we switch
from
calling him Jacob
through
to Israel.
To
now,
Israel
loved
in all
Joseph
things in
more
the earth
than
you
any
and I
other
as
of his sons
born again believers
because
are
he was the son
of
his old age.
And
purpose.
He made him a robe.
The story of Joseph
of many
really
helps
collars.
Us
there's
to
some
see
disputes over whether that
we
means
can go years in difficult
sleeves,
situations.
Or if it means a robe
and we
that
can
has
see
a lot
that
of
God
collars.
Ultimately
we're going to
assume
a plan
for all the coloring books
good.
That are out there that
so if
is,
you're going through something difficult, here's the encouragement to you. And don't give up. Don't
he
quit.
Is
don't
the only
go.
One of the brothers
don't give up on God
that gets
embrace
one.
Him and trust
he
him.
He alone
and call out
gets
to him.
Now
and know that
the
he
subject
is
that
with
we really
you
want to get into
today
is
through.
You may not know where you're going,
relationship,
but God does.
Advice,
trust,
and
this family
him.
Is either your immediate
kind of
family,
the end of the sermon,
your church
the beginning,
family,
but that's
your
okay.
work family.
Let's go back
this,
into
the
story
and
see
how that
message
spells itself
be,
out.
How we should interact.
Last
with
week
one
we talked about how powerful, in a negative sense,
known as
jealousy is. And
but
how destructive
we're not
it
getting
is.
Off to a good
and
start
this
with Jacob
section
and Joseph
of Genesis
and his brothers
37,
because
you're
seeing the
and brought a bad report
evil
against the four brothers
Joseph
of
the
is
concubine
referencing.
Wives.
You see the evil
not the daughters
of, the hearts
of Laban, but the
of
Joseph
the concubine and his brothers.
Wives.
And
he
listen,
comes back
this
and
is,
gives a bad report, and then
this is the issue
Moses,
with all of humanity.
In writing
the
story,
heart
says,
is
and by the way,
wicked. Who can know it?
Jacob, Israel,
there is none
loves Joseph more than the rest of them.
You see here clearly.
Now, I don't know about you. But
that
when I was 17,
born,
I was
jealousy
and hatred that his brothers had for Joseph,
good at
and because of Jacob's preferential love and treatment,
hubris,
with the coat of
arrogance,
collar. So they go out. Let's jump back into
and
verse 12.
I don't know if that's
the
what's
brothers
going on,
are
going
pasturing
on with Joseph,
their flock
near Shechem.
It seems
just
like
a
it
weird
might be.
Geography.
Like, I've got
thing.
A coat.
A couple chapters
the
ago,
one.
They were at
so of
Shechem,
course,
and
when
I come back
been,
from
they
tending
been in Bethel,
the flock,
but they
I'm
were in
tell on my brothers.
That is
doesn't
where
tell us what
their
they were
sister
doing.
Is raped,
they were probably
and that is
goofing
they
off
an entire
they
village.
Be doing.
So
and
this
Joseph
is
comes
not
back
a great
says, hey,
area
Dad,
for them
what?
To be in. And the story,
the
narrative here doesn't
by the way,
tell us why they're there, but they're there,
whatever it is.
And I get the impression because they're up near Shechem where they had so much trouble.
It's not good.
That
moms and
Jacob,
dads,
Israel, in verse 13, he wants to
check on
that you
his intentionally
single
and he comes
out
to
Joseph
so that the other
and
siblings
he says,
know.
I want to send you up to check on
your
brothers.
Now,
but
I look at this,
this
as
is going
potentially
to
Jacob
being totally oblivious
the
to the emotional
what's
temperature
really,
of his
really
home,
interesting about
because
this
if you remember
is,
last week what we were
exactly
reading,
what
the brothers
Isaac
are not happy
Esau
with Joseph
Jacob,
at all,
except
because he
was
telling them
not Jacob
all these
was
dreams
favored.
Of
was Esau
them bowing
was
down
favored.
To him. Even
so
Jacob himself was like, are
better.
We really going to bow
should
down
be
to
Jacob,
you?
But he doesn't.
And now,
like
that
we
they've
see
left.
So many times,
Jacob's like, I think this is a good time to send the one brother that they're really not happy with. It'll be totally
sins
fine.
Of the
we'll
fathers
go out in
the
middle
and the
of the
sins of
the
mothers
are perpetuated
through
Shechem, where
the children.
These,
and if you've ever
the inhabitants
yourself
of the village
saying, oh my
don't
gosh,
really like us,
I am
this
doing
exactly
what
I said
sense.
I wouldn't do.
So this is what
this is what
along,
Jacob does. He sends
the example,
Joseph,
good or bad,
to
dad,
go find them.
The
but when Joseph gets there
to
Shechem, and I'm looking at my Bible map here, when you go north from where they were in the Hebron area, you go up north to Shechem,
fear and the admonition.
And you find out
the Lord
that they're not
through
there.
Scripture,
they've actually moved a little to the north
and what we are doing
west to
and
a place
Jacob
called Dothan.
Is doing
and
exactly
Joseph doesn't know
what
that.
His dad did.
But see, God has a plan.
It's
God has
a
purpose. God's plan
these,
is for
the narrative
Joseph
says to get
here
to
in verse
Egypt.
4, when his brothers saw that their father loved him more
God
than
loves
all
you
his
and
brothers,
has a wonderful plan
they
for your life.
Hated
have you heard
him.
That before?
And they
so
could not speak.
He does. He
God loves
to
you.
Him.
And
you look at the word
peacefully
plan for your life.
In Hebrew, it's shalom. It is.
But it could be
really a reference to
that
the greeting
he needs you
that
to get to Egypt
among Jews
by way
to this
of treachery to
shalom,
your brothers.
Peace be upon
and that
you.
That is what
it is,
happens.
It's important
here.
In the Near
Joseph
East and their culture
is in the Shechem
the
area.
Greeting
he can't
was really
find them.
Important.
And there's
and
just a guy.
Moses is pointing
that shows
out.
Up.
They could some
not
commentators
even
think this is an angel.
Say hello with peace.
Some people
to their
think
brother.
It's just the providence of God. Whatever it is, it's. It's
everybody's
God
tracking along.
Showing up,
got a
to
special
make sure
coat,
multicolored gets
to where
he needs
kids,
to go.
I hope you're drawing pictures.
Verse 15, it says that a man found him wandering in the fields.
So Joseph,
where they're supposed
to
be,
and
they're not.
Coat, and he comes
and the man
home
asked
and he
him,
gives
what
a bad
are you
report
seeking?
On his brothers. His brothers
seeking my
hate
brothers.
Him.
Tell me, please, where are they pasturing
more?
The flock? And he tells him. I
and
heard
what
them
does
say
Joseph do?
They're going
to follow up with that in verse 5.
This is clearly God
has a dream.
Coming
which is
through
true,
to keep Joseph
by the
on
way,
track.
We know that from the rest of the story.
Let this encourage
but
you.
Because he's 17,
God,
he does what a 17-year-old does.
Sends pointers.
And he tells it to his brothers.
Where
and
we need
and
to
verse
go.
5 tells
and
us that as a result,
so that
they
we
hate
know,
him
okay,
even
more. I have
more.
A friend who calls
now,
this
here's
God
why. This is what he says
in
to
our
him.
Direction
hear the stream.
To let us know we
behold,
need to go
we were binding sheaves in the field.
And this guy,
my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold,
where
he
needed
to
go.
Your sheaves.
Verse 8
gathered around and bowed down to my sheep.
Really shows.
Now, there really doesn't have to
Joseph
be a massive
for.
Amount of spiritual
while
discernment.
While he's far off,
to understand
it's a flat, plain
this
area.
Dream is saying,
they
my
see him from
sheep
afar,
was standing up
and
was bowing down
before
to me.
He
so,
came near,
so they knew
they
and they correctly
interpret
the dream.
To kill
and
him.
Rather than them being saying,
not to
saying
beat him
things
up,
like, oh, praise the Lord for this wonderful
not to
gift,
make fun
this
of him,
wonderful
like,
moment. Lord, we just
like
thank
brothers
you
may
for
do,
giving Joseph this dream and encouraging him
they
and
want
his
to murder.
That
him.
Is not what happens.
And
that isn't
this
even
is
close
something
to what
really
happens.
Interesting.
They
it's
hate
really
him. Look at the end of verse
in the whole
eight.
History of
so
Israel.
So they hated him.
And Moses
even
wants to make
more
sure it's here for his
he
dreams.
He throws in this story
for
of
his
Reuben
words.
This
rescuing
tells
him
that
and
something
saying,
about
no,
Joseph
let's not kill him
was
let's
annoying,
put him
and
pit.
That is not a strong enough word.
Here
it got
in
the
wilderness and
then in such a way,
sometimes translated sister.
You can see
so
them saying
probably
that
wells
guy
cannot
believe. Not only does Dad
and the
love
one that they
him
throw
more than
in
us,
have any
he's
water,
got that
but
look at
cloak,
verse 22. And Reuben said to them, "Shed no
dreams,
blood.
This is
throw
this
him
is
into
ridiculous
this pit here in the wilderness, but do not lay a hand on him."
Started to
in my Bible, there's quotation marks around the word him
over his dreams
and then it
words.
Starts a break there, and it
this
says
that
he might
that
rescue
to
him
be alert
out of their hands
Christians.
To restore him
when
to his
you
father.
Start
Reuben has a plan.
Words
remember, Reuben, as the oldest,
over
has lost
and
favor
over and over.
And
in the
we know that when you
maybe
get into
somebody
Genesis
hurt
49,
your feelings.
Maybe
and
somebody
Jake,
at church
Jacob explains
said something
it.
Or
so
didn't.
He's lost
maybe
favor,
somebody said something
and he's
on
not
going
to be the one to inherit
the blessing
in
the covenant
over COVID-19.
And Reuben is looking
that
for a way
you to
back
there
into
idiot.
His
this is
father,
what's
going Jacob's
on.
Good graces.
So much
and that is why Moses inserts
and
here that
with
he might
the division,
rescue
immediate
him.
Judgment
so,
based
so
on what
Reuben
we
has
see
this
on
plan.
Social
let's throw him in the pit. And
if
then
you start
I will
playing
come back
that over and over in your
and
heart,
rescue
you
him
and I are in danger
and be the hero.
Of allowing a
and we
root
know that's what he's thinking because if you go over
to
verse 29,
our lives and it creates
obviously when Joseph
problems.
Is sold into slavery, Reuben
they
isn't
hated
there,
him
and he comes back
even more.
And he returns to the pit
and
he sees
and
Joseph's not
words.
In the pit. He tore his clothes.
So,
returns to his brothers
nine,
and says,
naturally,
"The boy is gone." And
then
I,
he dreamed another
where
dream.
Where shall I go?
And told it to
Reuben
his brothers.
Had a plan
now. Stop for a
to
second.
Be the hero.
How,
and what you'll see here is, and
this
is
at this
important
point in the
story, to understand how
that
did
Jesus Joseph
become
should
the lion
be able
of the
to
tribe
figure
of
out?
Judah.
Because how did
I'm
the
oldest
line
of,
wind up going through Judah?
Four boys and there's
well, it goes through
sister.
Judah,
and we'll get to, we'll and get, I'm not going to answer those questions today. We'll get to
you
that.
You should be able
but
to
in
tell
verse 26,
when you've
notice
annoyed or
that
bothered
it's Judah
or frustrated
who
somebody
says,
else in the family.
What profit is it if we kill our brother
and steal his blood?
But
let's
for some
sell him
reason,
to the Ishmaelites.
So it's
actually Judah is the one who
God
gets
is
the
ultimate
one giving
credit
him these dreams.
That he
there
wasn't
is no
killed
question
by his
about
brothers.
That.
Everything
let's,
that
I just
he
wanted to
says
put that parenthesis
comes to pass.
In there
and,
for the historical
and we know it's
context
a gift
of what's
from God
on.
As well because later
let's
in the
go
story,
back
he's
here
going to interpret
to verse 18
for Pharaoh
through 26.
So we know
and
this
look
is a gift of God.
At the
there
ugly
may
fruit
be an element here where the brothers have a sneaking suspicion
last
it
week.
Could be
we've
true.
Already read in verse 18.
Whatever
and
the
19,
case may
be,
I'm not sure how much
killing.
Wisdom is involved.
And look at the next
with what
thing
Joseph
that you
does
see
in verse
19.
He dreamed another
it's
dream,
the ugly
told it to his brothers
from their jealousy.
And
they
not
said
only
to
that,
one another,
tell
here
mom and dad,
this dreamer.
You behold, I have dreamed another
the
dream.
Venom and the
behold,
in their voice.
Another dream.
And here's
be
the
sun,
really
the moon, and
11 thing.
Stars were bowing
Joseph
down. It's more grandiose
is
now to
a
me.
God,
but it's grandiose
dreamer.
From God.
He is
God.
This,
gave him this dream,
and he's hated for it.
This is
but
important.
When he told it to his father and to his
God
brothers,
calls
his
us
father rebuked
to do
him.
What he wants us to
his
do.
Favorite son may have
it
been the first time he ever rebuked
that we will
Joseph.
Always
we
be
don't know.
Loved. And
but it even irritated
by
his
even
father,
the people close to
who
us
who loved him.
And
it
he
is
says,
incredible
what
that
is this
these
dream you have dreamed? Shall I
and
your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you?
That did come from God. Now,
Jacob,
granted,
wasn't having
it's not fully developed
when
yet.
When he references
we
his
see
mother,
that later in Joseph's
obviously,
story,
Joseph's
but
mother's
this
already
is
passed away.
Exactly
so
who
I think he's referencing
a dreamer and an interpreter of dreams.
His aunt, not his brother.
Verse 20, come
or,
now, let us
his,
kill
not
him.
Not his actual mother.
And throw him
so,
into one of the pits.
But it's the
they
family.
They want
to commit
Jacob is saying, are we
going to
bow down to
and they plan
you?
It with
really?
A lie.
Is that really
then we will
what
say
you are
what
saying?
A, say that a fierce animal has
verse 11,
devoured him. And we will see
and his brothers
what will be jealous
of his
him.
Dreams. It's incredible.
So we already know that they hate
just
him.
The level of
and now we know that they are
and
there's
hatred.
An intense
that
jealousy,
the brothers have,
which
next
for Joseph,
Sunday we're going to spend
you can
some time
feel that
what
in
the
text.
In the
and then this is where we've
jealousy.
Already discussed Reuben
but his
steps
father
in
kept the
and says, no, let's
mind.
Not do
here's
that.
Here's the difference between
and go to
love
verse 23,
and being annoyed
they
and hatred of being annoyed.
Joseph
of his robe.
His father, Jacob,
now,
loves
yourself
him
in Joseph's
and is
shoes.
Annoyed and irritated
you're
over
17.
What is said, and yet He still
went on a journey.
Keeps the saying
it's,
in mind.
It's 45, 50 miles that you've traveled
trying
through
to make clear to
wilderness
us.
Areas. And
Jacob
who
had
knows
the dangers.
Wild animals are clearly a danger because that is something that
maybe
makes sense
that
that's
the leadership
how he would qualities die. In Joseph.
Brigands and thieves
are
definitely
God,
a danger.
And he's a patriarch.
And your brothers, who you should be like, oh, good, there's Reuben, and there's,
we don't
there's
know that,
Judah. You
but
should
what
be relieved
know
instead
is that his
you
brothers
up and you can
were
see
jealous,
on their faces this
and they hated
hatred
it.
And this animosity, and they
this
stripping
is,
of that robe,
this story,
that terrible robe that Dad gave
and I'll skip ahead, even though we didn't read
the
rest
of
37.
We know
special
what
love
next.
Towards
they
Joseph,
killing,
and they want to get that
him.
Off of him first.
The Reuben
and
comes
what
along
they do.
And says, let's not do that.
And then they throw
Judah ultimately him. Saves the day. And
the
they
pit
don't
was empty.
Murder him.
There was no
they
water
just
in it.
Settle
it's
for
a
selling
cistern,
him into slavery.
He's dropped to the bottom of it.
And when you look at this,
verse
and I think of my own family, my own brothers,
is about
and
as
I want everybody to think of your own family, your own brothers,
then
your own
they
sisters,
sat down to
your church family,
they
the people you work with.
Pit.
Think about the people.
And
you
now
spend
they
the most
sit down
with.
Around
think
it.
About
off to
the
side.
Power of jealousy and what it can do.
This
it
is
warps
if I could continue
your
last
ability
sermon,
to see somebody
this
else
is just how ugly
jealousy
can
get. Only.
This is
good.
How ugly hatred
if it's
can
God
get.
Being jealous
just
for
to
us.
Reiterate last week's
the Bible
sermon,
says that he's a jealous God for
let
our affection.
Your heart
he
be
is the only being in the universe
jealousy,
that can have
selfish
a godly
ambition,
jealousy
deceiving
toward us
your
in our affections.
Go to the perfect
of
ball
that,
of liberty. Ask God for help. Ask him to show
jealousy
me.
Jealousy is
I
one of the most
living an
warping,
emotional lie.
Sinful
telling
attitudes
myself I'm a good Christian person just out for the
Christians
truth,
when in reality
all the time,
I'm a jealous,
and it always
self-seeking
brings about
person
heartache and
trying
sorrow.
To prove
I want
that I'm right.
To conclude
careful.
This morning by having you
this
go
is,
to the book of
this
James.
This is a really extreme example. They
if
sit
would,
down to eat while they throw him in the pit. And then, again,
and I
in the
read
same way that just
James
magically
says,
there's a guy in the wilderness
in
telling him
three,
to go to Dothan, there just magically appears a caravan.
Who is wise and understanding
this
among you?
Is the
by his good conduct let him show his works in the
plan of God.
Of wisdom.
This is not an accident.
But if you have
the man in the wilderness
jealousy
telling Joseph where to
selfish
go
ambition
was not an accident,
in your hearts,
and the
do
caravan
not
of Ishmaelites
and
showing
be false
up
to the truth.
Not an accident.
This is not the wisdom
they are
that comes down
Egypt,
from above,
is
but
exactly
is earthly,
where God
unspiritual,
wants him to go.
Demonic.
I want you to see
for where jealousy
how
and selfish ambition exists,
the brothers
there will
in
be
their
disorder
evil hearts
in every
are
vile
accomplishing.
But the wisdom
the
from above is first
God.
Pure, then peaceable.
That is what
gentle,
we are
open to reason, right here.
Full of mercy and good fruits.
These Ishmaelites, they've got gum
and sincere,
balm and myrrh. They're
and
traitors.
A harvest of righteousness
they,
is sown.
They're buying
peace
and selling by
and
those
they also did this
who
with
make peace.
People.
I wrote here in my notes that
on their way to Egypt
and
Judah
steps in and he rescues and says, let's sell
rarely
Joseph
aware
to the Ishmaelites.
Of their condition.
And then he's our brother. Let's not
James
kill him.
Is
that's
telling
not a good
us
idea.
That if their
the brothers listen to him
in the mix,
and they drew
in
Joseph
that
up
mix,
out of the pit,
is every
sold him
to
the Ishmaelites
every
for 20
vile practice.
Shekels.
You
of
see
silver.
That very clearly
Joseph,
in the brothers of Joseph.
There are parallels.
They are so
and I
warped
in
their bitter
now
jealousy and
there
their
are very
selfish
clear
ambition
parallels between
remember,
Joseph,
Abraham,
Jesus.
Isaac, Jacob. They
Jesus
know the promise
betrayed by those
of
who loved
the,
him.
That have been
Jesus
given to
was
their
betrayed
fathers
and
before them. And so these men who are going to become
Joseph
the 12 tribes
of
Israel,
of
they're
silver.
Vying and
Joseph
jockeying
is rejected.
For
Jesus
position.
Was rejected.
Who's next in line? As the honored
John
and favored son,
his own,
we
his
know,
own
skipping ahead
him.
To Genesis
Joseph
48,
his
49,
and his
that it's
own
ultimately
going
to be Judah that is going to receive
away.
That blessing.
There are
but
a lot of
they're
parallels.
They're jockeying for that position. And some of the
Christ
brothers have already messed it up because of what happened when
perfect.
They slaughtered everybody
Jesus
at Shechem.
Is,
and so
comes
this
sacrifice.
These guys are
nation,
trying to
but
figure out
here,
who's going to be
Joseph
next in line, and it looks like it's going to be Joseph because he's
the
loved one. And they are not happy
and
about
being
it.
Created,
and their jealousy,
and God is going to
redeem and they're pondering over these dreams,
ugly stuff.
And the words
and
that
even
Joseph spoke
have warped
these brothers
and twisted their hearts.
Who are
they
wicked,
have exactly in their hearts today.
What James says, they have
God's going to use
selfish,
them
selfish
to
ambition,
be the
and they have jealousy
of the 12 tribes
that is
clouding their hearts,
God
and they do not have
God
the wisdom
of redemption.
Of God. They do not have
he
a peaceable
a God
spirit.
Who
they don't have gentleness. They
he
are not open to reason.
Who
they are
in the
not
midst
full
of
mercy
being sold
and good
into slavery.
They are not
being
impartial
betrayed,
and sincere.
Stripped
they are
of
the opposite.
That special
in fact,
price
James calls this
father,
this issue
father,
of jealousy that
God
in the
is
mix
going
of that it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic.
Here,
we've already talked about Reuben and. Verse 29,
associated
and then
with the activity
finally,
of the demonic,
to complete their deception,
and jealousy, the
verses
the
31
that
through the
somebody
end,
has something
take Joseph's
that
coat,
I should
they
have,
tear it up,
that
and they
that
they
feeling
kill
and
a goat,
that selfish
they
ambition,
dip his coat in the blood,
we need to recognize that in our life
to
and
Jacob and
kill
they say,
it
you tell
as
us,
quick as we
coat.
Can because it is so deadly.
And Jacob
it is so deadly
is
to the soul.
And
it is so deadly to what goes on around us.
And
it
I
kills church fellowship
the
when
level
there are
of
people that are jealous of other people within a congregation
this.
To watch your
and
father be
they
broken
have selfish ambition
brief,
and bitterness in
and
their heart.
Care.
And they don't even know that's what it is.
That it
and that is the problem. Where am I getting that? I wrote that in my notes. And I get that from
this moment,
14, the very end of
14. They really probably where, want it to
but
be
if you have
over
bitter jealousy and selfish
mourning,
ambition
in
your heart,
throws up
do
in
not
their face
boast
what they've done.
And be false to the truth. What it, James
this
is saying
this
that when you
story,
have those things,
this
what you wind up doing is boasting
that happens
and
to Joseph
not speaking
ends
the truth.
In verse 36.
But you
here,
think that it is.
Meanwhile,
he's
the
saying,
Midianites had sold him
that.
To Egypt to Potiphar.
When you are
of Pharaoh,
caught up
in
guard,
those type of emotions,
when we get
and those
back
type of
into
feelings,
the narrative of Joseph, we're going
you
to see,
don't see
how God
you
strategically
are.
You
feel
did justified
so
in what you feel.
Let's come to the end of the story.
Many times, what you feel is associated maybe to a very real event.
Let's
just
bring
like
this
the very real event
in,
of Jacob
sum up
showing
the
preferential treatment to Joseph.
The sovereignty of God.
That is not the best thing for him to do, but
God
it happened.
Is birthing a nation.
Rather than the brothers dealing
Israel.
With it in a way.
In this birthing
in a
of a nation,
way,
and a people,
they deal with it
which is going
by letting
to give
their
us
jealousy surge
all
to
the
surface and
it's give
fighting
us
against
the
what God is actually
doing. Nation
of Israel, and it's going to give us Moses, and it's going to give
we
us
do
judges
in
it's
our
give
life.
Us all these
when we allow the emotions we have to cloud our judgment.
Events in history.
Here's the problem, though. If I'm saying that you're not
Jesus
aware
Christ
that you're doing
Messiah.
It while you're doing it,
how do you
God
know? What do you do? What is the
through
test?
These
how do I know
crazy
that my emotions and my
events
feelings have gotten out of whack and I'm
and I
now
want this
engaging
to be an encouragement
in jealousy
to you,
and bitterness
there,
and grudges
you are trying
and
to
selfish
God's
ambition
plan,
and
purpose.
I'm trying to put myself out
you are
in front
so
and I don't even recognize. How do, what do I do if
why
I don't recognize
aren't
it?
Out. Maybe you
I
started
think
a business
the chapter
in November
itself
of 2019,
here in James
and then
tells us
later,
what to do.
The whole world was
he
shut down.
Starts this whole
like,
story
why?
Or not this story but this
maybe
section
you
of scripture in James 3
to do something
when he says who is wise and understanding among you
to start a family
by his good
maybe
conduct
I don't know
let
what
him
is,
show his works
whatever
in the
it is
of
you are living your life and
so
you know
the backdrop
be
of this discussion is about
God,
godly
always
wisdom
versus
earthly
what
wisdom.
Is right
earthly
at
wisdom
the right time,
lots of times finds its demonic
purposes.
Unspiritual
is
course
working
going through jealousy going through
even
selfish ambition
these
look
kind
wisdom
of
I've got wisdom I
that are so
I stomped
hard,
all over somebody at work to
so
get
difficult.
To this position and I
death,
crushed them
sickness,
and they're behind me and now
problems,
I'm moving forward
issues,
see it work
mental
that's
issues
the wisdom
whatever
of
it
the world
is in your life
the wisdom of God does not work that
God
way.
Is
the wisdom of God does not ever say I won the Facebook argument
the glorification
the wisdom
of
God
of
doesn't
name,
ever say
the spreading
I proved
of the
to the whole church
Christ,
that I was right
through you
I got
through
my
me,
story out
and
that is not
he
the
is
way
always
the wisdom of God works.
At work
God's
getting
wisdom
us
works
where he wants us
in peace in gentleness
that is what
and
I take
open
from
to reason
it
it there's another section here
helps
in James
me to
that
see
talks
that
about this it's not always
and this is where I want you to turn
and
to James chapter
ice
1
cream sundaes and just
verse 22
flowery beds of ease it is just not
living for Jesus.
How do you find
is
out
not
that your emotions are
going
maybe messed
to be
up?
That way?
How do you
however,
know if you are the one
there is
that's
such
in jealousy?
A deep bedrock of joy
in knowing.
Verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving
yourselves. These things you may have meant for evil.
We're talking about
self-deception. These things, Satan, you may have meant to destroy.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word,
good,
not a doer.
And he's got me here now.
He is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law,
may not
the
have
law
the answer
of liberty,
why.
These
probably don't have that answer. But you have
and
the answer,
perseveres,
which is God
being no hearer who forgets,
God,
but a doer
and
who acts,
is the
he
only
will be
hope
blessed
that any of us have
in his doing.
Of getting
what
through
James
to where
is telling
he wants
us, and I'm
us to go
and now.
To be.
I've went a
put
little
your
long.
Faith, your
what
hope,
James is telling
and your
us
trust
is,
in
you want
him,
to discover what
he
kind
is
of man
the
or woman
only
you are,
one.
If you want to
make
come
sense
to an understanding
of the tangled mess
I,
that we may find ourselves
like
in,
Jacob's
today.
Brothers or Joseph's brothers,
hope that encourages
I filled
you.
With jealousy and self want to
pray over everyone,
even though I've got a reason to be upset,
that
even
if
though
you
he's
are going
annoying with these dreams, and
you
I'm about to try to commit murder, how do I find out that about myself? Look into the perfect law of
his
liberty
glory and for his
and ask God.
Let's pray.
If you find yourself in a situation
Father, we thank
or a conflict,
you today for your
go
goodness.
To the Lord.
We thank you that you
not
are
to people
at work,
who are going to justify you,
even in the bottom.
Go
of
to
pits.
The Lord. Go
you
to
are
Scripture
at work
and
while we're
say,
being
Lord,
betrayed by brothers.
Help me to
you are
see
at work
what I need
or we're being
to
sold
see.
Into slavery.
So that
you
I
are
am
at work,
not caught up
Lord,
in
when
the
we are
earthly,
sick, and when
sensual,
we are healed,
demonic
you are at
wisdom
work,
of the world.
When we are blessed,
trying to prove that I'm right,
based,
trying to
Lord,
get ahead
you are
with selfish ambition.
When we are being
but instead,
praised,
I want the peaceable,
being
open to reason, pure wisdom of God. Lord, show me.
By
in
your
word, where I'm at
is always
when you approach
to bring
those
about
type of interpersonal conflicts and family conflicts that way. You
Lord,
are though
you
not perfect.
Today
you are submitting it and surrendering it to God.
That
you're asking Him for
faithful,
His help.
That
and
your love
he
is always
will
steadfast,
be there.
That your hope
that is a
never
much better alternative than doing it on your own and
that
having
you are
demonic
through all
wisdom.
Generations.
Lord,
thank
I pray
you so
much for
if
listening,
there are specifically
for being here. This
God,
is
that
the
you
end.
Fill
and
their
I would like to pray over everybody.
And peace and believing.
Father, we thank you today
for
your word,
by the power of
truth.
The Holy Spirit.
And God, I pray that if anybody out there is struggling
in Jesus name.
With
Amen.
Jealousy,
you.
Bitterness,
have a wonderful day.
Grudges, unforgiveness, hurt feelings, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's church, whether it's work, wherever it's at. God, I pray for your healing. I pray for your clarity. I pray, God, you would bring light through your word and help us to see who we are in light of what you say. Lord, we thank you for this today. In the name of Jesus, amen.